Are you a cake maker running a business or a business owner making cakes? Hi, I'm Sammy.
Hi, I'm Bronya, and welcome to the Business of Cake Making.
Hello, and welcome to the Business of the Cake Making. Our podcast this week is with Emily Hankins from Emily Hankins Cakes. She's based in Truro, Cornwall, but known all over the world for her amazing hand-painted cakes. Hello and welcome, Emily. Our first question is, how did you start out in the cake world?
Okay. So I never for a minute thought that I would end up in the cake world, to be honest. No. It wasn't something that I'd planned. I trained as a graphic designer at uni, and I've always sort of done illustration and design work. And living in Cornwall, there wasn't a whole lot of call for graphic designers and things. And I was, you know, I was working in a pub to pay the bills at one point. It was what was available, and I was a student, and it was what was available. And I ended up getting offered a job in a bakery, and I worked in a bakery for a couple of years, literally just doing their morning goods in the morning and making donuts and things. Nothing exciting. But I then started a family with my husband. We decided to have a baby. And when I was on maternity leave, I kind of thought, well, I really missed being creative. It was, I really, really missed it, and started doing bits and bobs for people. And I just thought, you know, if I'm going to do something for myself, if I'm going to do something creative for myself, now is the moment. Now is the moment to do something. And I got asked to make a friend's wedding cake, and me being me, didn't want to just make a wedding cake, decided to make 120 individual edible teacups and saucers, having never made a cake in my life. decided that that would be a really good plan, and did it. And because I think because nobody'd really seen anything like that before, it ended up in quite a lot of magazines and things from the wedding, and it kind of all stemmed from there, really.
Yeah.
Wow. So, I mean, you literally jumped straight in. You weren't even like mum, hobby baker.
I've always baked. You know, I've always made cakes and things, and I've always liked making cakes, and I've made people birthday cakes and things. But literally, you know, a bit of sugar paste and a funny little figure sat on top. You know, nothing spectacular. But yeah, I kind of just jumped in.
So I mean our next question usually is, you know, how do you go from home baker to professional? But you almost went straight into professional, didn't you?
I suppose so. I think having done that and thought, do you know what, I can do this, and quite a few people at the time said to me, you know, you should start a business doing this, and I kind of thought, well, I suppose I could. And a friend of mine actually paid for me to have a website made, and he decided that, you know, I was never going to do it myself because I didn't have the confidence. So he had a website built for me, and I just thought I'd be making a few cakes here and there while my son was little, and then I'd have to go and get a proper job. And it just sort of really just spiraled, and the orders came in, and I was amazed, and it kind of went kind of from there, really.
It's absolutely amazing, your story. When and how did you learn to paint on cakes, and how have you developed your art?
Okay, so with these teacups that I made for this initial wedding, I wanted them to make them look like vintage crockery. And I thought, well, the best way to do that is to paint the designs on them. And I've always painted. I've always been a painter. So I've always, you know, been quite nifty with a paintbrush. So I researched online. I think when I was practicing, I practiced with just food colour and things, not really knowing how it would work. And I painted with kind of gel colours and food colours, and didn't really like the effect it gave, because I've always painted with acrylic paints, and it was much more of a kind of watercolour effect, and I didn't like that. So I researched online. I think I kind of Googled around for a bit and came across somebody who did cocoa butter painting, and thought, that sounds right up my street. So ordered some cocoa butter, ordered some dust colours, had no idea what I was doing, and had a play with it on these teacups. And I ended up painting all of these teacups with cocoa butter paint. And from then on, when I decided that, yes, I was going to start a business doing this and I wanted to paint on cakes, or I wanted to make cakes, I thought, you know, I've got to do something that's different, because everybody and their auntie was making cakes, and I've got to do something that's different. Otherwise, there's no point in doing it, really. So I thought, well, I'll specialise in just painting on cakes, and really didn't think, you know, that there would be that much call for it.
That was a really conscious decision quite early on in your business then. To be honest, as a cake maker, that's really in tune with being a business person as well, because, you know, to find a niche that early on in a business as a cake maker, the people that we've spoken to, believe me, that's really, really on the ball.
I think it came from a place of fear, though, if I'm honest, because I didn't know my way around a sugar flour. I wouldn't have known how to pipe something on a cake at that point. I really didn't know how to make cakes professionally, but I did know how to paint stuff. So it was kind of, that decision came from a place of being scared of all the other stuff. So I thought, I'll play to my strengths. I'll do what I'm good at. And I mean, the rest has followed over the years, and I can do all of the other things now, but it definitely came from a kind of place of work to your strengths.
Where do you go for your inspiration?
So I would say that I probably follow more florists on Instagram than I do cake makers. I love florists. I worked as a florist assistant for a summer when I was, you know, quite young, and fell in love with flowers. And my mum was a really keen gardener as well, and I grew up being surrounded by flowers. And I love places like Pinterest, you know, places like Pinterest, and searching through florists' Instagrams, and, you know, looking at all the lovely flowers you can find on Pinterest the Royal Horticultural Society websites and stuff like that. I just love flowers and nature. I love looking at the way a florist puts together a bouquet, because they know how instinctively different shapes and textures and colours work together, and they can bring all those things together with life and movement. And if you look at, you know, a bouquet that a florist has put together, it can give you so much inspiration for your own work, for either creating sugar flowers or creating a painting, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
But you say you don't follow many cake makers. We hear that with people that have got a really successful niche. We hear that so often, don't we, Sammy?
Yeah, definitely. Don't follow other cake makers. Look at images, look at pictures, and look at the visual side of it, and develop your own style, which is what you've definitely done.
I completely agree, actually. And I think, you know, right in the beginning, I didn't really follow any cake makers, really many cake makers at all, because I was scared of that. I was scared of wanting just to wanting to replicate what they did, or looking at other cake makers and thinking, oh God, I'm not good enough. You know, they're all better than me. And I was really scared of that in the beginning. I follow lots of cake makers now because most of them are my friends, and it's really lovely. Yeah. And I feel really, you know, lucky to have such a wonderful network of cake friends now. But as far as inspiration's concerned, I think for, you know, people who are either starting out in the industry or trying to find their niche, definitely look to other places for inspiration. I think that's key, really.
You also teach now, don't you? You do quite a bit of teaching. How did that come about? When did you find that you could teach this, and why?
So I made wedding cakes for quite a while, and I think I was in the right place at the right time for cake painting, and it became, you know, the in thing for a little while, and I think it still is. But I got contacted by a few different magazines, and I did some work for different magazines, and I did quite a lot of work for Wedding Cakes magazine. And Wedding Cakes magazine is no longer with us, but it was published by Squire's Kitchen. And I kind of did quite a few bits for them and wrote tutorials for them. And they've got a lovely school, and they said to me, you know, would you be interested in teaching for us? And I thought, oh my God, no, I don't know if I could do that. Don't know if I could stand in front of other people, because, you know, I feel, I think in the same way as all of us feel at times, like I'm just winging it. And you think, well, how can I actually teach somebody if I'm feeling like I'm just winging it? But they were really lovely and really encouraging and encouraged me to come and teach for them. And I remember the first class I did, I was absolutely terrified. I literally just stood there and shook.
I can imagine.
It's terrifying, because not only are you kind of teaching for the first time, but you're also in a really well-known place, kind of thinking, oh God, I've got to, you know, live up to this. But it went really, really well, and I love it. And I never ever thought that I would love teaching as much as I do, but I really love it.
That's brilliant.
There's something really satisfying about sharing your skills and watching somebody else grow. I think there's something really, really satisfying about that, and I love it. And all of my lovely students over the years have been absolutely wonderful and gone on to do amazing things, and it's and I really, really love it.
I have watched you and seen you on live on some things, and I must say your teaching style is so relaxed but so informative at the same time. I can't paint in my head, but I've watched you and it's made me go, oh, but you can. You make it look so easy. And make me want to try it, which I just love. So,
Oh, I'm glad you said that. That's really nice. And that's what I kind of want to get across with people, you know, that lots of people come to me and say, oh, I can't paint. And I'm like, well, you can. You know, maybe you can't paint a masterpiece. Maybe you can't paint something to put in a gallery, but you can paint some flowers. And I can help you, you know, break that down into easy to follow little stages.
Yeah, I think exactly that you've got, you've hit the nail on the head. You break it down and you say, you start here, you do this. And that just makes it seem so easy. Definitely. Yeah. I have painted sunflowers on a cake now.
Your sunflowers were amazing, Sammy. I remember them.
So, well done.
Thank you.
With COVID, how have you adapted with COVID? And you've moved some of your in-person classes to online. Do you think it's something you'll continue with in the future? I hope so.
Yes. It definitely is. And to be perfectly honest, I've been asked so many times over the years, do you do online classes? And I've always said, oh, no, I don't, because I never knew where to start with it all. I, you know, didn't know how the video stuff worked, didn't know how to record it, didn't know how to do the live things. And actually, the last, 6 months has made me learn. Through doing different things.
You go from suddenly being a cake maker to being a tech.
Oh gosh, yeah, absolutely. You know, you learn about bit rates. Who knew? Yeah. You know, last year that I'd know what a bit rate was. But it's such a lovely way of reaching people. And I always thought it would be a crutch. It would be something that was effectively like a brick wall between you and your students. And I just didn't think that I would be able to get across to people very well. But I've learned that actually people love it, and it's a really nice way to reach people. And I don't think it will take the place of in-person classes. I think there's still you've got a lot more you can give in an in-person class.
But it's reachable. Whereas opposed to, I sometimes would look and your classes would be sold out, knowing that I can get access it online just makes it so more easier.
And in your own time, you know, when you've got time and the headspace to sit down and look at it, I think, you know, it's a really nice way of doing it. And, you know, with COVID, I mean, it's been a bit rubbish, and it's been really difficult for so many people. And it's been difficult for me. You know, I really felt like I kind of lost my purpose at the beginning you know, really lost myself for a while.
You've been involved in things like the Cake Flix thing and the Cake International and everything as well, haven't you?
So it's
nice that it is still part of the community, isn't it, rather than being out there on your own.
Absolutely, and I'm massively grateful to those guys, you know, for including me in all of that, because if it wasn't for them kind of pushing me and saying, you know, you can do this, I wouldn't have learned how to do all the online stuff. And it, you know, I'm massively grateful for them, to them, for including me in it. And it is lovely to be part of our big wider community, because I think there's so much support. And when weddings have ground to a halt effectively, and, you know, all of that kind of stuff, because I still do make wedding cakes, not as many as I used to, but I still do make wedding cakes. And when all of that has now ground to a halt, it's nice to have, well, I feel very lucky to still have the teaching and the online stuff to fall back on.
Yeah. Do you miss your one-to-one classes?
I do.
Yeah.
I really miss them. I miss seeing people and spending time with people in the studio. I do. I really miss that.
What is the best compliment you've ever received in your cake?
Okay, so I was thinking about that one earlier because you kindly sent me the questions. And I was thinking about that one. I think from a wedding cake point of view, the best compliment I ever received was a couple of years ago. I made a wedding cake for a couple, and I actually made a stack of books for them. And I don't do novelty cakes, I really don't, but they wanted these books because each book represented a part of their story together. Oh. And I hand painted each of the covers to look exactly like the books.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed making it. And the groom came in as I was setting up the cake, and he walked over to me and burst into tears. Oh. And gave me the biggest hug, and he just stood there and sobbed.
Oh, how lovely.
And I think that's the best reaction anybody's ever had to any of my cakes. I mean, it's always lovely when you see somebody and they love their cake. I mean, it's what we do it for, isn't it? I mean, it's lovely to have somebody's reaction. But I've never, ever had somebody, like, sob in front of me. And he absolutely made my day. Yeah, I just thought it was brilliant. Yeah, I just thought it was absolutely brilliant. So, yeah, I think...
Oh, how lovely. Because usually we don't get to see brides and grooms when we set up, do we?
No, because they're always busy doing something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're all sort of like sneaking in secret and get it done. So how lovely that you actually saw him and he loved it that much.
Yeah, it was really special. It was lovely. I'll always remember that one. Yeah.
But on another note then, can you think of the worst moment in your cake career and how you overcame that to become the most amazing businesswoman you are today?
That's a tricky one as well, isn't it? I think a couple of years ago, maybe 2-3 years ago, maybe about 3 years ago, I took on too much.
Uh-huh.
And I think that was a low point for my career in a way, because I really burnt out and I really hit burnout with all of the cakes I was trying to do. You know, I was trying to make wedding cakes. I was a professional at that point and teaching and writing for magazines and saying yes to absolutely everything because I was scared that people would never ask me again.
Yeah.
Right. And I really hit the wall and it just became too much. And although, you know, we all put on our smiley faces on Instagram, it was a really tricky time. And it was a real make or break moment where I thought, you know, I've either got to stop doing this all together or kind of reassess the way I do things. And it was a scary time, to be honest, because I really didn't know what I wanted to do and whether I was able to sort of maintain it all. But, you know, I've come out the other side and it's all right.
Yes.
But I think we all probably do it sometimes, don't we?
Yes.
We just take on too much and don't and lose control. I think it's when we lose control of everything.
Definitely. Yeah. We used to have a shop that Sammy used to be with me at, and with the shop it was constant, and you get to a point that you stop being a cake maker.
Yeah.
And you just sort of like become an administrator of your own work and everything, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's and then you should go, I've actually got to make cakes in amongst all of this and try and fit it all in.
And you've got to love it too.
Yes.
Because if you don't, if you're not loving what you're doing, it shows in your work, I think. And you've got to love it. And if you're absolutely exhausted all the time and you have just become a glorified administrator, like you say, you're not loving it anymore.
So what do you wish you'd known when you first started out in this cake journey of yours?
Well, probably how to say no. You know, that would have been a good one. That would, mind you, I think I'm still working on that, to be honest. I think the thing I wish I'd known most was that nobody knows what they're doing, or nobody thinks they know what they're doing.
Right.
I think all of the people that I've really looked up to in my career, and I'm, you know, very privileged to call lots of them friends now, I think they will all admit that at the beginning, they thought everybody else had it completely sussed and knew exactly what they were doing, and they felt that they were just winging it.
Yeah.
And I think we all feel like that. You know, we've all had that, and it's okay to feel like that. You know, it's you're not winging it. You're learning as you go on, and I think that's, if I could tell myself that now, you know, I know that now, and I would, you know, that's. Yeah. I think that's the thing I wish I'd known when I'd started. Yeah,
because I mean, with cake making, that we've had a few conversations about this, is that there's not, you don't go to school to learn to do this, you don't go to college to learn to do this. So you, and quite often it's people that start it in their spare time and it builds into something more. So everyone feels like it's that imposter syndrome thing, isn't it? Everyone feels like they shouldn't be doing it. And
and everybody comes from different places, don't they? Everybody's come to it from different careers and different backgrounds, and like you say, I think the imposter syndrome thing is very real, especially in the creative arts, you know, creative industry. You know, we're all doubting ourselves all of the time.
Because I suppose if you're an accountant, you can get a qualification in that, and it's all okay, and then you can go, you're pucker, aren't you?
I know what I'm doing.
But with the creative thing is, and you're learning all the time, you know. I've been doing this 10 years and I'm still learning every single day about something new.
And you're developing your skill, you're developing your style, you're developing your confidence, you're developing, you know, the way you communicate with people, and you know, you're developing all of the time. And you know, I don't think there's ever a point where you can say, yes, I'm completely qualified to do this. You know, we're all developing all of the time.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be boring if you did suddenly know it all?
It would be really boring. It would be totally boring.
You were announced as one of the Cake Masters top 10 cake artists of the year 2019. How did that make you feel?
Oh, it was so lovely. And I had absolutely no idea at all. I wasn't expecting that at all. So
really?
It was just really lovely when I had the email, and to be with, you know, 9 other really, you know, strong, driven, talented women, I think it's really special. It's really, really lovely. And it's lovely to be, you know, like I said about my lovely groom who cried at me, it's lovely to make cakes for people and make them smile every day. But it's another kind of level to be recognized by your peers within your industry. And I think it was really, really super special.
Did you actually have an award ceremony for that?
No, it was after the Cake Masters, because I was nominated for the Cake Painting Award at the Cake Masters, which I didn't win, sadly, but the lovely Sophia Fox won it. And so after that, I kind of thought, oh, well, that's that for this year. And then a few weeks later, they sent me the email to say that was happening. So it was, really exciting. And I got a little award in the post.
Oh, how lovely.
That was nice.
It was lovely. It was really nice.
They held you back for better things.
Yeah. Yeah, it was lovely.
So you at least you have a gong on your mantelpiece. That's the main thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And you know, I've always been very nervous of competitions and things. So I've not done, you know, the Cake Masters competitions or the Cake International competitions and things
have
like
you
that.
Not? So, have you never entered Cake International?
I've never entered. I was actually going to enter this year.
Oh, were you?
And obviously it's off now, so I'm not doing it. Yeah. So I've got to go with that now. But because it kind of appealed to me this year, so I thought, oh, I'll put something together for it. That'd be nice. Uh-huh. But yes, I've never done it because I've been too scared. And I think, you know, I really respect people who put themselves out there like that. I think it's absolutely brilliant. And the talent that's on show at things like Cake International is incredible.
But yes, people say, you know, there's the biggest achievement is actually putting a cake down on those back tablecloths.
Yeah, 100%. And I can absolutely get that. And I have, you know, very good friends who have done that. And, and you know, it's such an achievement just to have got that far. And they don't really care what colour they get, you know, at the end of it. It's the fact that they have done it.
Yeah,
you know, and that's
next year. We'll see you there next year. Then we'll.
Yeah, I'll give it a go. I'll sneak in quietly when nobody can see me, and then sneak out again.
I think the problem is though. I think your cakes are so you.
I know
everyone's going to know.
Well, I was going to try and do something that was completely unrecognisable.
Okay. Because otherwise, we're all going to walk past and go, "Oh, yeah, that's Emily." Have you had any personal journey, personal things you've faced along your journey that you've had to overcome?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, what I was saying about, you know, worst moments of my career, you know, when things got pretty tough with being, you know, overstretched and all of that. I mean, I'm a mum as well, and my wonderful son, Ben, whose computer I'm currently borrowing.
Yay for Ben.
Ben's autistic, and he's in a special school, and it's been a long journey. I think, you know, I'm sure there's lots of people out there who have experience with children with additional needs, and you have to be a warrior for your child, you know, every day, and trying to do that, and trying to get him the help he needs, as well as maintain a business and maintain a smiley face on Instagram and all of those things. It's been a struggle. And I think, you know, some of that was what made that time a few years ago even harder. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he's literally just started secondary school.
Oh, wow.
And he's doing incredibly well, and I'm super proud of him. And he's my biggest fan, bless him. And yeah, so I think hats off to all working mums and dads, you know, who are doing these things, you know, who are trying to run a business, right, work for themselves, and be a mum. You know, it's tricky, but it's rewarding.
It's hard.
So
how has he felt going back to school in amongst everything?
He was nervous, I didn't quite realise how nervous I was either, and quite how stressed I was about it, because I think I've been trying to maintain the sort of face of calm throughout it all. But what was supposed to be a very managed transition ended up being a half an hour visit and, you know, we'll see you in September kind of thing because of COVID, which is, you know, fine.
Oh, gosh.
But he's gone into a special unit within secondary school, and touch wood, it's going really, really well.
Fantastic. It's so, quite a leap, isn't it, going from junior to senior school?
Yeah, I think it's a leap for any children, isn't it, all children.
Definitely.
And when you've got kind of the additional kind of anxieties of, you know, children with additional needs, it's even scarier. But I think it's a tough old year for kids this year. I think it's a really tough time.
Is there anything we should have asked you but we haven't?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Is there anything you want to talk about that we haven't asked you about? We've been emailing, and you've had something on the bottom of your emails that have said, that's been saying, coming soon. With Emily.
So I am launching my own online cake school or cake painting school, because I've been really enjoying doing videos and you know, online content for other people, and I've been really, you know, honoured to have done that for people. And I'm amazed, frankly, that people still kind of want to see me doing stuff. So I thought, well, I'll try and do it for me. So I'm, in the process of launching my own online cake painting masterclasses. It's going to be called Painting with Emily. And they're going to be pre-recorded videos for people to access online. They'll be all broken down into chapters, so it'll be really easy to follow, really user-friendly, with lots of templates and sketches and things. But I'm also going to have kind of a live support element with them, so there'll be a live launch and you know, little live demos and things with it. So from my point of view, I felt that doing them as a pre-recorded thing was slightly less scary for me, would be more user-friendly for people who want to use them. Also, I know how much people like the live content as well. And I really like the live content too. It's nice chatting to people.
Yeah, so you're really good because you stop and you read all the comments that are coming in, and you like to talk to everybody as you're doing the lesson. So that's really nice.
I try to as much as I can. And I just really like the interaction. I think it's really nice. Chatting to people and actually being able to answer people's questions. Yeah. And, you know, when people are doing live demos and things like that, if somebody asks a question, you know that 10 other people are thinking the same thing. They just hadn't wanted to ask. So it's kind of nice to answer those questions and, you know, and be able to talk about it. But yeah, so that's what I'm working on at the minute. And I was hoping to launch in September, but September is quite quickly running out.
It is. Isn't COVID year going very fast?
It is. It's like, where has the last 6 months gone? It's completely bonkers. And, you know, I was hoping that I was going to get it all launched in September, but I think with Ben going back to school, I hadn't kind of realised how worked up I'd been about it. So it's been a bit of a kind of funny old month. So October is my month for launching.
Perfect.
And there's going to be some nice little competitions and things.
Oh, so love a competition.
Yeah. Well, the lovely team at Squire's Kitchen, who I do work with a lot now, I'm an ambassador for them, and I do a lot of work for their magazines and promote their products because I use them all the time. And they've given me some lovely products to give away in a little competition.
Oh, how lovely.
Excited about that.
Yes.
Fantastic. Excellent. So this is your promo opportunity. So to plug Painting with Emily and all your website and everything, where can we find you on your socials, your website? Go. Yep.
Okay, so you can find me on my website, which is www.emilyhankins.co.uk. I've got an Instagram and a Facebook, which are both Emily Hankins Cakes, if you look for them. I love Instagram. I'm on Instagram all the time. I think it's great.
Yes, I agree.
You can find me on YouTube as well at Emily Hankins Cakes. And there's some little kind of time-lapse videos and just sort of shorter videos on there, which are quite nice for just a little bit of inspiration if you want to kind of get inspired by what I do. And I've just started a new Facebook group called Painting with Emily. It's actually called Painting with Emily, a cocoa butter cake painting community. It's a bit of mouthful, but it says everything you need to know.
Says what it does.
Yeah, exactly. So if you come and join that, then there's going to be lots of kind of exclusive content in the group. And, you know, there's if you sign up for my newsletter, then there's some lovely little newsletter bits going out and things like that. So it's a nice little group to be a part of. And there's about 500 people in there already.
Wow.
And they're a lovely bunch. And, you know, people share their work and we chat about it. And that's really lovely. I think that's probably all the places I am.
Are you on Pinterest or do you just...
I am. Yes.
Okay.
Although I don't know if I use it right, but I put pictures up. So yes, you can find me at Pinterest at Emily Hankins Cakes as well.
Fantastic. Wow. Gosh. If there's anything you want to add to then please do. I'm not sure.
Well, thank you to you guys for having me. It's really lovely. You know, it's really, really lovely that you wanted to have me on and you listened to me wittering away. I think, you know, the biggest thing that I would say to, you know, all cakey people out there who are at whatever stage of their journey at the minute is, you know, keep going. and, yeah. and believe in yourself. And for everybody that you look up to, there's somebody that looks up to you too.
Oh, wow.
And,
that's
really you know, nice. Believe in yourself. It's yeah. you can do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Lovely. What a lovely note to finish on, yeah. too. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Emily. It's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, Emily, to come and talking to us today. So interesting. So many words of wisdom as well that I think we can all learn from. It was amazing. Thank you. If you would like to see any of the show notes, which will include all of Emily's website links and social links, please visit daisycakecompany.co.uk and press the podcast link. Please share, review, like, recommend to your friends, anyone that you think needs to know, wants to listen to the podcast, please recommend us. The more recommendations and shares and reviews, the higher we get listed in the podcast listings. Find us on Spotify, iTunes, Alexa, Google, wherever you listen to your podcast, that's where we will be. Thank you for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye.